This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The city of Bethel released its budget for fiscal year 2020, and there are a few things that stand out. The city's allocated $1.5 million for a new roof on City Hall. Acting City Manager Bill Howell says it's a simple issue.
The roof is leaking and we need to repair it.
But $1.5 million for just a roof?
We're going to see if we can do it for less than that.
Howell says there's ample savings in the general fund, enough to pay for the roof and other improvements like paving the city hall and fire station parking lots.
It's because our council is always very, very careful to put a balanced budget in place. And that's why we've built these reserves over the years.
The next budget item is a bit of a roller coaster ride. Both revenue and expense for water increased by over $500,000 this year for unrelated reasons. The expenses for hauled water will go up by 40% in 1 year.
But it has to do mostly with we're using a lot of overtime because we have fewer drivers.
Howell also mentioned increased healthcare and insurance costs. But there's a reason residents won't see a big jump in their water bills. The institutional corridor will start pumping water to businesses along the highway, so the city is expecting to make more money from those customers.
It also extends fire protection, firefighting water, hydrants, all over the Iupun campus now and on the YKHC campus. We've never had that.
There's also another new source of revenue in the budget. The city is expecting $100,000 in marijuana taxes. Currently, no portion of that tax money will go towards community action grants like the alcohol taxes. Howell says it's up to City Council to decide how to spend the tax revenue for marijuana sales. In environment, this weekend's storms tore more land away from Nepauquiak's already heavily eroded riverbank. About 8 feet fell into the Kuskokwim River, adding to the approximately 100 feet of shoreline that has already been lost this year. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more on the community's latest efforts to secure its home.
Barriers now block access to a main street in Nepauquiak. This weekend, after creeping closer each year, the river reached the road. Nepauquiak City Council member Walter Nelson watched southerly winds drive the current into the riverbank.
It was banging on the road. It's almost gone.
From Friday to Sunday, winds gusted up to 46 miles per hour, and nearly 2.5 inches of rain fell. That's just under the amount of rainfall from the prior 2 months. As the water rose, the community retreated from the approaching shoreline.
Past, you know, a couple of days, we had to pull a couple of boats out with our big heavy equipment out of the water.
Welders dismantled 2 empty fuel tanks owned by the Village Corporation, each tank capable of holding a couple thousand gallons of diesel. Workers have now moved them away from the river to the other side of the community. Earlier this summer, Nepauquiak moved its city garage and firehouse. This has been going on for decades, the community pushing its buildings and homes further from the water. What it can't move are the 10 towering school fuel tanks sitting less than 150 feet from the approaching river. And behind those tanks, the Nepauquiak School. The responsibility for those structures falls to the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Nelson doesn't know how long the land will hold. Fall storms are approaching, and state funding for the school project remains uncertain. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, this school year, some students in Newtok will leave behind most of their friends. In October, 21 families from Newtok will relocate to their new village, Muktugavik, and kids in those families will have to transfer schools. I went to find out if Muktugavik is ready for them.
Kids are curious. They want to know what's going to happen. And that's even more true when you're moving to a brand new village.
I mean, I bring it up to my daughter, like, and they have all these questions, and I don't know how to answer her because I don't know yet.
Carolyn George works at the school, but she says nobody's told her what's going to happen. Not the district, not the village council. And school starts in just a few weeks.
I am really anxious, and my four-year-old is going to be starting school, and I don't know how it's going to be. What if it impacts her learning, you know?
The district superintendent, Dan Walker, says they're working on plans for a school that isn't fully built yet, and that's hard.
I get it. You know, it's probably frustrating to not know details, but it's part of that pioneering phase.
Another part of pioneering is doing things with less help. Carolyn says some teachers don't want that kind of responsibility.
One of the teachers that was supposed to stay, she said that she can't teach first grade to seventh grade. And I think that's the reason why some of the teachers left.
And to make things even harder, there's not going to be a school building in Muktugovic this year. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says they'll make do.
We're going to retrofit the evacuation center and put up some walls for classrooms.
LKSD is trying to get funding to build a new school in Muktugovic, but the state wants to see that there are actually kids there before it comes up with the money. That's why New Talk is racing to finish construction and move people over. In October, the state will count if there's enough kids in Muktugovic to warrant building a school. Associate teacher Albertina Charles says at least some students won't want to go this year.
Most of the high schools that play basketball, I don't think they're going to move across there.
That's because Muktugovic won't have a team this year. Albertina's daughter Charlotte was looking forward to her junior year season. And now she has a difficult choice between her passion or her mom.
I don't know. I can't even survive a month without her.
I told her that if I move across there, I want to take you with me because I don't want to worry about you.
Albertina says she's moving as soon as she can. The house she's living in now is only 20 feet from the river. But Charlotte, in her Stephen Curry sneakers, isn't sure. Wherever she decides to live, she'll have to choose soon. In New Talk, I'm Greg Kim.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org.